When was the last time Stanford was in the top 10 preseason?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been maybe John Elway days?
Probably so. Yeah, they're number 6.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, they're way up there.
Nobody goes to the games, it doesn't matter, but nonetheless, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that Aggies' third game of the season is going to be a top 10 matchup likely with Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Get a ticket.
That'll be a big one.
So now, did I hear this right? We've had 1,700 different categories for vehicle registration in Texas.
I thought that was odd too, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Bill knows what he's talking about.
Well,
so he wrote the story,
and I understand.
I say that now and throw him under the bus because he's on vacation.
That's right. And it has to do with weight, I'm sure, in some cases. You're far too young, Chase, but Tom, you can remember that if you drove a little car, if you drove like a Volkswagen or a little Fern car. Something you could get your license for your license plates for like $6.20, you know. I mean, because back in the day, that kind of stuff could happen. And then, you know, they went ahead and jacked it up. That first time they did that, there was kind of sticker shock for those people driving around little Volkswagen Beetles. They went in to get it renewed, and it cost them $27. And then, of course, the next year it cost $30. And now what? Can you register a car for less than $65? Can that be done?
I don't know. I can't.
I can't either. No. That's why I wondered, but I don't know
and,
what the lowest
really,
would be.
That's all I care about.
Well, of course, yeah. It does say here car and truck vehicles that weigh 6,000 pounds or less will pay a base vehicle registration fee, so this answers the question, $50.75, which is actually a slight reduction, down about $8 from the previous registration fee for a new vehicle, and a small increase around $10 for those with older vehicles. If you have smoke curling out of there, is it? At least we don't have to do that here in Texas. I mean, this part of Texas yet. We don't have to do
smog
that emission.
Testing.
Yeah, that emissions testing thing. That's Texans also are going to pay a new $1 automation fee. Fee was previously assessed in Texas' largest 60 counties, but now it'll apply statewide. So even if you live in Mentone, you're going to have to pay a dollar extra.
And who among us would not want to live in Mentone, where I'm not even sure if they have retail businesses available.
Is it Mentone or Minton?
Yeah, it's as brown there as it is here. Know that. I thought that Christy Rose's observation was very interesting. They seem to want to mess with us a lot, is basically what she was saying.
Every day's a new day for us.
Yeah, waking up and finding out about this.
Well, and we appreciate her. She's very accessible, and she's always willing to talk to us.
And the thing is, the fact that she can
have a little humor about her job says a lot about her.
Just about everybody, I need to amend it a little, just about everybody has to do business with that office once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of folks got to go in there for a lot of different reasons. And
if you care about being a productive member of society and pay your taxes, yes, right. You are there.
Kind of get out ahead of this and know it's going to, some of those things may cost you a little bit more this year than they did in the past. All right. Hey, did you hear about this from Kraft, a word from our attorneys?
I did, and I almost sent you that,
but we got
caught up in other things.
Yeah.
So
what they're going to do is they're going to split off so that they can annoy you from two different directions, actually take more of your money from two different directions. They will have two divisions. One will be called Global Snacks.
Mm-hmm.
That'll include your Oreo cookies.
Mm-mm.
That'll include your circus animals, you know, your little Barnum & Bailey Nabisco circus animals.
Those are far healthier if you want a sweet alternative.
Or you got your Cadbury candy. You got your Trident gum, got your Tang powdered beverages. So all of that is going to be in the Global Snacks thing. And the plan there is so that investors will have a growth stock that can focus on markets where they can start developing. Because when they start seeing a bunch of people who are healthy, they're going to say, wait a minute, we need to get some candied cookies in there to those folks. We need to get them chubbed up a little bit. So that'll be what they're calling their developing market. And then they'll have the other division, which is called the North American Grocery. And this will be things like Oscar Mayer and Maxwell House Coffee. And for those folks who are already fat enough from Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, a little bit more of that. And it's got Philadelphia Cream Cheese and Miracle Whip and Capri Sun and Jell-O. So all that'll be over there. Did you know Kraft owned Jell-O? I'm telling you.
Really?
Kraft and Unilever are going to own the world. Procter & Gamble, they're going to own the world before it's over with.
Well, it sounds like they've divided snacks, and then they're going to put all their groceries in one basket.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. I heard that. Yeah. And what that's going to be, and here's the reason, is because I forget, I was looking at something one time and I wanted to buy the stock in it. Then I saw it was such a ginormous company that even if this one little division did well, you know, the stock price isn't going to bump up any. So that's what they're doing. They're taking their global snacks. That's We Make People Fat division.
Yeah.
And that one will be the growth stock over there. Then if you want something that's got a higher yield or a slower growth, that'll be your grocery basket over there. So I think that's probably what they're doing over at Kraft. Hope they have a good time doing that. All right, let's talk donkey racing.
Yeah.
Pack up your burro and here we go. I mean, you think about that. Now, you ever hear, you know, you're talking about how these animals probably can run fast, but it's going to be when they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite like putting them in a gate there at Churchill Downs and letting them go. Usually got to coax them or push them or pull them. And so now competitors want some recognition for their efforts of being able to move these critters. They're calling for donkey racing to become Colorado's official sport.
So if you needed to coax a donkey, would you need a donkey whisperer?
That'd be interesting. What were we talking about yesterday, whisperers? Remember that?
I don't know, but it was funny.
It was funny.
It's also off the air, which means we probably can't repeat it. So.
Anyway, they're calling for donkey racing to become Colorado's official sport because, as they say, it's one of the more it's an animal that is indigenous to their state, and so because of that, they should take the lead in it. Plus, as one fan put it, their official status would be it would seem like it'd be a little bit less crazy to go out and actually race donkeys as opposed to, what, race cars? Oh, by the way, did you hear about Mr. Bean?
What? What
did he say? He was in a car wreck.
Oh, really?
He was.
Mr. Atkinson?
Driving a Formula One racer.
Wait, who was?
Yeah, Mr. Bean. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said Mr. Ben at first.
Oh, yeah, no, like, Mr. Bean, yeah.
Mr. Bean.
He's in a little accident.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
Last night. And,
so did he go into character and not say anything?
No, I think he
just
think
mumble
okay.
in yeah, deep voice?
No, he's okay. Oh. Now, but back to the donkey racing, and I know you're shocked. This sport remains on the fringe, but participants say they can make a lot of noise. Yeah. Says they're already part of state history. Look for donkey racing to make it. All right, so a lot of folks want to be lawyers. You ever notice that? Got to take that law test. They call it the bar exam. Chicago Tribune tells the story of Elaine Nightingale Dawson, 29 years old, finished her test, gave birth 2 hours later.
Good grief.
Healthy newborn, weighed in at 6 pounds, 6 ounces. She won't find out if she passed her bar for a couple of months, but yeah, apparently went into labor while doing that.
If she passes the bar, is there a firm that wouldn't hire her? The fact that she was obviously in labor while taking the bar.
Great story. She will pull those all nighters. She'll do what is necessary.
And that kid will never have an excuse for anything.
Nope, that's
I don't want to hear it. I was in labor with you while I took the bar.
Yeah, and you got to walk uphill both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a planet with two moons that collided into one. How do you like that? The journal Nature reports that a collision like that may have, in fact, created our own moon. Now, it explains that a lot of things that have baffled scientists for a while are being cleared up, like why the moon is so lopsided and why the far side looks so different from the face that we see.
I asked Tom that very question just the other day of why was the moon so lopsided.
Did you?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah
Tom,
I
said, that's a Jimmy Buffett song, but I'll try to find it for you.
Though it looks round to us, the moon actually bulges on its far side. We just can't see it.
Ah, we all do.
That's right.
Yeah, really?
Does this make
yeah.
my bulge look
we
big?
All bulge.
Most of us bulge toward the middle.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's right.
That same side has an awful lot of high and craggy mountains as well. What we see, though, are the smooth craters filled with hard volcanoes. Rock. The moon was formed, as we all know, you ready?
Yep.
4.5 billion years ago.
Out of green cheese.
Yep. When a Mars-sized planetary body kersmashed into a still molten Earth.
Kersmashed.
That's what they said. And tossed a bunch of debris into space. Most of that debris lumped into the moon. They decided they'd all get together. So, yet the point where the moon became lopsided and how the moon became lopsided is confused scientists ever since then. The idea for the moon thing being actually two moons that got squished into one comes from a guy at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Banana slugs, is that right?
That's the one.
That's right. And Martin Jutzi from the University of Bern in Switzerland. The two designed a model in which an object... This sounds like a fourth-grade science project. The two designed a model in which the object, about one-third as wide as the moon, kept in a stable orbit for 10 million years and then floated into the current moon's path. So it's like a destruction derby in space, if you will. Now, see, I think that would be a tremendous science exhibit. I'm saying fourth grade. I don't remember what year you do science projects, but I think it... still be fun.
Well, you know, if you perfected it, it sure would put that that one kid's gelatin volcano to shame. Thanks, Dad.
One more time. Yeah. You do it with paper mache, paper mache, and then you put the fizzies in the bottom.
Right.
And, there you go.
Yeah,
right.
And you make an A.
Behold the wonders of science.
723. A Democrat politician in Tennessee apparently not too thrilled with some satirical mints found in the University of Tennessee bookstore.
You're about to hear about that in the Rush update.
Oh, am I? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll just set that aside, and you can hear about it in the
Speaking
Rush
of speaking of politicians, though, I sent the story. Did you hear about the mayor in New Mexico?
I don't think so.
Mayor in New Mexico. I sent this story to a public information officer of a city in central Texas.
Oh, okay.
And with the subject line, I believe, that said, it could always be worse.
Uh-huh.
Because the mayor now readily admits that he signed that contract while he was extremely drunk.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah. He was signing off on a contract, and now he's trying to get out of it, and so they're suing the city. It was an architectural firm. There was another city councilor there that said, yeah, I was drunk, too.
Well, if there had been two more, there'd been a quorum. They'd had a meeting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they'd had a real problem then.